So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, we will have Dom's Money Melody coming up. Bill Devlin suggests, Pastor Devlin, come on now, take that trash to the union headquarters. Let it pile up there. I think that might be met with some resistance. All right, but Senator Mike Testa is with us. On to a big idea. We changed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, pretty much officially. Should we change the Bay of Delaware to the Bay of New Jersey? Senator Mike Testa back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Senator, thanks for this brilliant idea. Tell us why this came up.
You know, I've been thinking about our Bayshore community that extends from Cape May County into my home county of Cumberland County up into Salem County. And I realized we have 52 miles of shoreline in our Bayshore community that borders the Delaware Bay. And I took a look at the state of Delaware. They only have 28 miles of shoreline on the Delaware Bay. And it just seems unfair that Delaware gets to claim the Delaware Bay when, in fact, New Jersey has so much more of a shoreline. I also wanted to highlight our Bayshore communities, especially our shell fisheries, the people who harvest those wonderful oysters that end up on so many of our plates throughout the year. I also wanted to highlight Rutgers University Haskins Lab, which is in Cumberland County, with a genius of Dr. Guo, who did the oyster genome project there. It's absolutely brilliant. It's why we have what is called the triploid oyster that is often referred to as the Cape May salt or the sweet Amalia, amongst other names that are on so many plates at some of the finest restaurants in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, and throughout the United States. That's done right in New Jersey in Cumberland County at the Haskins Lab, and I'm so proud of the work that they do at the Haskins Lab. I want to highlight our Bayshore community. It's long forgotten so many times under the Gold Dome in Trenton, and that was really the goal of why I want to name the Delaware Bay and rename it the Bay of New Jersey.
You are an extremely buttoned-up guy. I admire that, the detail and how you stretch that out. I didn't even think about those parts. I'm not an oyster guy. Is Mike Testa an oyster guy? What am I missing?
You are missing such a nutritious treat that comes from whether it's naturally harvested, you know, what's also known as the Delaware Bay oyster. We might have to change that to the Bay of New Jersey oyster, or to our aquaculture oysters like the Cape May salt, like the Sweet Amalia. Those are two of my favorites. There's a wonderful place that's named Sweet Amalia that's in Newfield, New Jersey, which is actually in Gloucester County outside of my district. But the oysters are harvested in Cape May County. It's known as the Sweet Amalia. The restaurant that they have in Newfield is rated one of the top 30 restaurants in the United States last year, and it's basically a local farm stand. It's absolutely incredible. I encourage so many people to stop by there. I usually try to eat there once a week. But oysters are delicious. They're nutritious. They're loaded with zinc. They're good for you, and more people need to know about them.
This is a great type of thing, and you make a lot of sense. Now, there's also a bit of a land dispute with your other bill, right?
There is, and I have to tell you, I have to give credit where credit's due. If you know Ron Feinlein, who works for Congressman Van Drew, Ron Feinlein may be a man of small stature, but he has really big ideas. And he said to me one day, probably about 5 years ago, you know, when are we going to take this land back from the state of Delaware? That's in Salem County. There's two plots of land there. I said, you know, that's a really good point. I never understood that. It's near Fort Mott in Salem County. And I said, let me research this. And finally, when I had some extra time, OLS researched it. The Senate Republican Office researched it along with me. And this goes back to King George as to why Delaware owns plots of land in the state of New Jersey. And, you know, I'm a proud American. I thought we gave up on kings in 1776 in the United States of America. So I said, you know what, why don't we take that land back while we're at it?
Oh, good for you. I mean, this is good stuff. Of course, President Trump has successfully done it pretty much with the Gulf of America. Makes a lot of sense. While you're here, Senator, the budget, some of the things we've seen play out once again here are shocking. And Jack Cittarelli is going to be on tomorrow. I really trust you on this. In case I miss it, and he's a gentleman, he may not bring it up himself. What's the highlight so far of Cittarelli and Mikey Sherrill? To me, the mayor in New York has opened up the mindset here of what a political neophyte, I guess, Sherrill is. Or she's in sync with him when she said, well, I support the goals of the Democrat nominee who I think is more of a communist than a socialist.
Absolutely. I mean, that individual is leftist, crazy communist. I mean, probably further left than Saul Alinsky. And I think the highlight of what's happened so far is her non-answer, her inability to answer a simple question when she was interviewed by the NJBIA as to one piece of legislation that she would introduce if she were the governor. She couldn't answer that question. It was Kamala Harris-esque, the way she answered that question. It was a total word salad, utter failure. And I was told by someone that is somewhat familiar with her politics that she would fail the first rule in politics. You're always supposed to be able to answer, why are you running for this office? And while it wasn't that exact question that was asked of her, she failed a very simple question. What would be one piece of legislation you would introduce if you were the governor of the state of New Jersey? And it was stuttering, stammering, and then word salad. So to me, so far, that's the highlight. If I were Jack Cittarelli, that'd be the commercial of my campaign, that when she's asked a very simple question, this is the answer that you get, so that you know that she's going to be a totally cultivated candidate, that everything is going to run through some committee now, and she's going to be utterly prepped. Nothing will be organic and from the heart when you ask her a question in the future.
That's a great point. And she has served in Congress. She's a legislator. So you would think, you probably remember, Mike, but for listeners, when Teddy Kennedy was asked that by Roger Mudd way back when, it was shocking that he couldn't answer, why are you running for president? It was even broader. Why are you running for president specifically? This is layup territory.
it certainly should be layup or what we call softball territory, that, you know, this is just a simple, simple layup. And she couldn't answer the question, whether it's on school funding, whether it's on our tax structure, whether she would say, hey, look, you know what? I want to fund the police departments in the state of New Jersey. There's been this radical idea out there by leftists that I don't agree with. They want to defund the police. We have to make sure that they are well funded and they have the ability to protect and serve the 9.5 million residents of the state of New Jersey. There's a lot of things that she could have said. How about saying this, you know, I want to revoke some of the policies of the Murphy administration that I know that didn't work, such as the Immigrant Trust Directive. That's something that I think should be on the tip of everyone's tongue that is running, because hardworking New Jerseyans, especially with our energy costs that are going to be skyrocketing very soon right here in the Garden State, and then they find out that the children of illegal aliens get free medical care, and that there's the Office of New Americans, and that their tax dollars are paying for the legal defense fund of illegal immigrants who are being deported. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Now, the bill to change the name, is it in process right now? What happens next, Senator?
What happens next is I'm hoping to look for some bipartisan support, you know, from some South Jersey legislators that actually understand what it is that I'm trying to do. The Bayshore community is an economically depressed area, but it provides such rich sustenance to so many of us, whether it's oysters, crabs, the traditions that we have in our Bayshore community and the people that live there that are hardworking people. Their lifestyle needs to be highlighted. Look, you know, New Jersey's tall ship, the A.J. Meerwald, is docked there. It's wonderful to see what we have to offer, and most people under the Gold Dome have no idea that it's there.
This is a great opportunity to do it, and let's face it, it's a lot of fun seeing this and all that. It puts it in the minds of people, then the serious stuff comes with it. Great idea, Mike Testiv. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to be on in the future.
You will be. Thank you. Henry, invite him to Mulligan's right now. No, it's highlighting. I will eat an oyster at Mulligan's, too.
Wow.
I'm not an oyster guy. Some of it's a fear. A lot can go wrong with oysters.
Fear?
Yeah.
What fear?
I mean, you can't.
Is it going to bite you?
You get a bad. No. You get,
still alive.
You get a bad oyster, and that seems like trouble to me. I don't even know if I've ever had an oyster. Oyster crackers in your soup, yeah, but
oyster crackers.
You're an oyster guy?
I'm not like clamoring for them, but if like someone orders them for the table, it's, yeah, I'll have
okay.
a few.
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Why is that?
It's just, you know, like the brine.
Yeah,
exactly right. That and so many other things, and slimy and.
It's slimy. Oh, yeah, man, I don't get the slimy. I might seafood. I stick with the crab cake.
Goes right down. It's like a shot.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's true. Yes. Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question, and you heard Mike Testa. Lot behind at the Bayshore community. Yeah, the next Mulligans in August. I'll tell Dan we'll put them on the roster there to highlight that area. What's Delaware going to do about it? You know, what's Delaware going to do if they just start taking it? Who's the arbiter of what we're going to call this? Just call it the Bay of New. I don't know. They call it Delaware Bay. I should have asked, why do you not want to call it New Jersey Bay? Why is it the Bay of New Jersey? A little bit of clarity.
Bay of New Jersey just sounds better. I don't know.
Oh, you think it sounds better?
Yeah, I think New Jersey's that two worded, you know, name.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Bay of New Jersey sounds better. Where Delaware
Bigger.
Bay is, yeah, that's what I'd make it.
Yeah, Delaware Bay. Bay of New Jersey. Yes.
It's got more regal to it, too.
Yeah, I think Trump ought to spend the next 2.5 years changing names of stuff. It's fun. It gets a lot of debate about why the name was originally that and how does it go, et cetera.
You got one in mind?
I'm trying to think of the one that. But why do you have one in mind?
No, I don't. I just want to know if you had one off the top of your head.
No, I told you in Philadelphia. I don't call it Kelly Drive and all. No.
Oh yeah.
There's a long dispute about the reason why. You know, and Palumbo did a lot. Irv Homer got it renamed the West River Drive, Palumbo Drive, and then they wouldn't do it. So I would change that. All right, I need to hear from union people though. And this guy, the sanitation guy, we love this guy. He's just saying, yeah, I'm just bringing the trash in. I have work-study trash people here. and we're going to process the trash.
And just to give you an update, I called them. I called the the sanitation convenience center. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, the convenience center. That's inconvenient, completely inconvenient. Yes.
I called several times. The lines just ringing. Okay. And I called a third time. The line's busy.
Ah, okay. Maybe they're getting tired of the calls. They never talk. Come on, buddy. Come on here.
Yeah, I can see that. They just took it off the holder and just put it out there.
Somebody going by there. It's near the highways and all. Tell me if trash is piling up there or where it's piling up in Philadelphia.
Something tells me that if someone does answer and I tell them my name is Kirk and with PhD, someone, I guarantee you, or any media, they're going to say no comment.
Use my name. That always helps. So that guy, that's the thing okay. that you should get. Yes. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. Where should you take your trash then? Apparently, the mayor says to the collection centers. The union says, no, you're not. It's just going to let it pile up there. There'll be rats. It'll be even worse. This is the whole tactic. What do the police say? The police say, hey, they're unions. They can do what they want. Seemingly, that's when it comes. And I'm not blaming the average cop. They're on orders. Hey, it's union stuff. This is always misery they try to inflict with this around this time of the year, July 4th, et cetera. That's the whole game. Now, are they underpaid versus stuff and all that? All right, there's reasonable debate here. But their tactic is to do stuff that other people can't. When you show up putting your own locks on the gate, these guys just walking around putting locks on with union shirts, you know that you're just defiant. And that's what happens in all these disputes. I mean, we're in a town. Kirk, I'm not sure if you're from here full time, but does the name Alamos mean anything to you?
The actor?
He was a local developer. You can Google it. You'll see what I'm talking about. And they found out over the years even more who was developing the Valley Forge Convention Center. And it's guesstimated that thousands of union members, according to news accounts, stormed it. And a grenade was thrown, or at least found later on. And then when he went to a bank in downtown Philadelphia, I believe on Chestnut, I want to say 19th, 20th and Chestnut, broad daylight, he was just beaten there in the street.
Jeez.
Yeah. Now, that's a while ago. Have things changed? Well, this isn't quite that. But when you bring your own locks, you're saying, hey, these are the rules. We make them up. I just hope this guy doesn't get in trouble. I think he deserves a promotion. And you're dealing with something here, trash that people don't want, that you're trying to process. Sherelle Parker is on the clock here because the biggest thing she's done so far is clean up the city. Whenever we used to have her on, it's a sore point with Dan and me that we can't get her on anymore. Come on, Sherelle. We helped in this, and she was the best choice. She is a fanatic about cleanliness. And I can say in the neighborhoods, you can see they are cleaning. Why is Philadelphia still dirty? Because of the people that do it. So you would think when it comes to trash, she's going to take action. But remember, these are the unions. All right, we'll get to your calls coming up. And we'll see if the convenience center becomes more convenient. But right now, it's time for...
It's Dobbs! Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
And today we are playing for a pair of lawn tickets to see Rod Stewart one last time tour July 12th. I think that's a Saturday at the Mann Center in Philadelphia. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, Dom. Today, in honor of our fellow producer Kirk here, we are asking for those all times Kirks or Kurtz even. As you are often mistaken for Don, D-O-N.
We had a Don call today, too, yes. Yeah,
Kirk is often confused for Kurt. So we're asking for those Kirks and Kurtz. One of the all-time Kirks, or no, Kurtz, excuse me, geez, I'm already messing myself up. Kurt Cobain of the band Nirvana, obviously the front man, now deceased. Very famous, though. And obviously the band very famous. I'm going to play a cover of Nirvana. I want to know the cover artist... here. Some notes about this cover artist is that they've been married 7 different times.
Wow.
And they had a spot on the show The Wire. I believe, for about a season or two. So, yeah, I want to know this person that might have given it away to some people. I want to know this person covering Nirvana.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Now, when you say they had a spot on the wire, yes. Henry, what was that?
They were in the show for a season or two. I don't want to say who they were palling around with, because okay. I think just knowing, if you know there was a musical artist in the wire, you think you know who this might be.
Okay.
But, yeah, he was in the wire for a season or two at the end.
All right, tickets to see the great Rod Stewart, in my estimation, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's the Money Melody.
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. All right, Henry's concocted this. It smacks of a Dan escapade. Somebody in the wire covering this song. What's the other clue, Henry?
He's been married 7 times.
Ah, that's it. Lucky 7.
He's a rock star. I mean, it's no surprise, right?
Yeah, Elizabeth Taylor, I think, was 8. I don't know that. But let's hear the clue. All right, hit us with that, and you're going off to see Rod Stewart. Let's go to Jerry in Wilmington, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jerry, afternoon. Who is that covering the song?
Afternoon, Don. I got a side, too, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Steve Earle.
All right, that is magical. And his group is what, Henry?
He's Steve Earle. He's his own
I thought there was a band name. Okay. Jerry, side, what do you have?
Yeah. Dom, you're at the ball game last night, you said, right?
Yes.
Well, you wouldn't see Schwarber, Harper, or Trey Turner if it wasn't for free agency. You remember Kurt Flood, the Cardinals, who sued for free agency,
yep.
and he won, and that's when it all started. He's like the Martin Luther King of baseball. So
all
he's
right. We have a little thing here. Is Kurt Flood already taken, somebody said?
Yes,
or?
Yes, it's already taken.
Oh, okay.
Already taken.
Somebody said that one already? Yeah, Joe Borden, somebody? Okay. Put Jerry on hold, though. Let's get Jerry's tickets for Rod Stewart. All right, that is the side question today. Curtis, mm-hmm. Kirk, who is sitting in the next few days.
Yep.
855-839-1210. You do get a line. I love that stuff with Mike Testa, particularly the whole Oyster thing and the Bayshore community and all that associated with it. We're also looking at this DC 33 strike. They control a lot of what the city does and vital stuff, trash. 911 calls. You have a slowdown there. You have difficulty there. And you have a mayor noted for cleanliness. Don't you think you'd say, hey, the union's going to have to let people drop their trash off there, and then the people with the trash process that and get rid of it? Nope. I don't see any of that out there. They're allowed to make it miserable. And when you're dealing with trash, garbage, whatever, particularly in July and around July 4th, this is where the strength comes in. By the way, I've mentioned this over the years, and I used to see in the beginning of talk radio, a lot of guys show up with the bolo tie. I've never been a fan of the bolo tie. I always think, look, it's kind of ridiculous. Tom Tillis, people started to say he's a short-termer, the guy that quit from North Carolina, when he started to wear bolo ties, because he's not from the Southwest. He's from Southeast, North Carolina, and the like, and it was this quirky type of thing. Wonder how many bolo tie wearers we have out there. I have never worn a bolo tie, and I don't see. It stamps you as a bit unusual. Is it a trademark? Well, Tillis is no more. I'm not sure if it's going to be Laura Trump. I think Trump will call it. Could be Michael Whatley, who is eminently qualified. Could Laura Trump win in North Carolina? I think so, but I don't know the politics there, and we need that seat. That seat is vital to continue, and Trump's going to look at it long and hard before we see much of anything else. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Joe in Exton. And Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Whoops, my fault, Joe. I don't know how I did. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. In northern Delaware, there is a major road that goes by the name of Kirkwood Highway.
Yes. All right, Joe, throwing Kirkwood Highway in. That's outside of the box. I've heard of that. It is a major road. So anything with Kirk, Curtis, or Kurt, that's good. We can get that. Phil in Delaware reacting to Mike Testa. That was a lot of research to get the oysters in there in the Bay Shore community he kept on talking about. Phil in Delaware. Hi, Phil.
Hey, good afternoon. It seems like he's more focused on being a restaurateur than looking up his facts about where Delaware ends and Jersey starts. If you go across the Delaware Memorial Bridge, it's clearly marked that it's practically at their shore and where Delaware possesses it. I was a crew member on the Count Marnickel, which is a ship built and housed in Delaware. We sail up it almost every day during season.
Wait a minute, you're reacting to him, what, changing the name to the Bay of New Jersey?
Yeah, I don't think it should be. There's no New Jersey part really in it. Maybe 5 feet. And where Fort Mott is, if you look on the map, because I was on that ship for the Bay Authority from Delaware City, Jersey begins practically out of the water. So they have zero claim.
All right, we'll continue to monitor this. Coming up, we had some people call in. Thanks, Eileen. And Kirk, she told you what, there's in Northeast Philadelphia, there's a place you take your trash. There's a bin there to drop it in outside the collection area, right?
He's screening a call.
Oh, he's screening a call. Yeah, I think that's what I saw up here. So, if you want to get rid of your trash, there are collection places. You can drop it there. I'm just reacting to the fact that the union is getting away with you drop it there, but it piles up there. You bring your own locks that you're putting on. You know you're on camera. You're in front of people. The guy's saying, yo, come on. We just want to get rid of this trash. Nope. You've crossed the line, bro, was the line. And we're putting locks on your gate. Also, the 911 operators, I'll come to your call here. I realize they're essential employees. What we're told, though, is, are there enough? Is there difficulty? Will there be a slowdown already? I don't think 911 has necessarily been effective. And 311 is a joke. But 855-839-1210. This is the pressure point, the heat, 4th of July, and putting locks on where you're told to bring your trash. The Diddy trial is in the second day of jury deliberation. So I can't tell. Do they think he's guilty, but they just, there's so many charges. Are they balking on those, or do they really think this guy isn't guilty? That this is what? Framing this guy in some way, shape, or form? All right, 855-839-1210, jump in. All right, what a show today. Oysters changing names. The big, beautiful bill passes. Trump threatening now to cut all funding to Harvard. I hope it happens rather than just the continual threat. But one thing, Henry took a lot of time to find this. I wanted to make sure I gave you. Remember, we talked about the parents' rights case in Maryland Supreme Court last week, the prince marrying the knight. Remember all that? And we were told the school board there said, you can't get your kid out of that. It's part of literature. The community is better off. You don't decide for your kid. And the Supreme Court said you did. Well, Randy Weingarten, the AFT, the secondary union, even though she's much smarter, much better, she yesterday said, yeah, this should have been settled locally. Parents have rights too. Randy Weingarten. But no, the head of the NEA, National Education Association, remember this woman? This will be cut eight, Becky Pringle. They had their big convention in here, the big teacher, the biggest teachers union, and she went off. Becky Pringle said, oh, no, you know, we're the experts. We decide whether or not those kids have to be there for this. Now, think about this. Weingarten, sensible on this, a lot smarter. Here's Becky Pringle when she was here in Philadelphia.
We are. We are the ones who helped
YouTube
shape
alert
the heart of this nation's hopes and dreams. We are the ones who hold steadfast to the belief of the plausibility of the possible. We are the heirs of all who did this work before us. We must keep going. NEA delegates, we can do this work. We must do this work. We get to do this work. We will do this work because our students are depending on us to win all the things. NEA, we have to win all the things, all the things, all the things. Our colleagues are depending on us to win all the things. Keep going, NEA. To preserve our democracy, we must win all the things. Delegates, we won't go back. We will keep going forward because we are the NEA. We are the NEA. We are the NEA. And that's what we do. Thank you, NEA. Thank you. I love you.
Dwight Schrute, remember the salesman of Northeastern Pennsylvania, you must unite, when Jim gave him the Mussolini speech, all the things. So here publicly, Randy Weingarten, who's a lot sharper, a lot more inside on this, smaller union by a lot, I think, says, no, come on. These parents had a right here in this. You got to let them opt out. Not Becky Pringle. We're the experts. We'll tell you, this maniac. Is it any wonder why the teachers' unions are so despised? You know, and we hear over the years, teachers call me and they say, well, I'm not a member of that and this, that, and the other. Okay. Why are they out of control, though? We had on today, who do we have it? We had the guy that got the cursive bill passed today, the representative. He says he thinks, and he tries to make people aware, that people are unaware fully of what the teachers' unions are up to. I just think they're afraid. They want to teach. They don't want to be involved in this. And the people that are activists, I've seen it myself, they think they're Jimmy Hoffa. This woman is an indictment, a walking indictment of every teacher that's in the NEA. They just had a guy that got $40 million from the NJEA. Came in fifth in the governor's race in Jersey. Let's go to Lori and Ringo's, which is near the Capitol. I broadcast, Henry, from the Shad Fest. Imagine a Shad Fest broadcast. Shad Fest. I didn't even have music. Jim McGreevy came by at that point. That's before he announced what he announced. And, you know, we didn't think anything of it. I think he sat down. And he's walking along the shores of whatever, the Shad. Big Shad Fest. Lori, remember the Shad Fest?
I do. I think Becky Pringle's been eating too much shad. She needs therapy. That union has ruined my kids' high school between that and the administration. They have ruined it, which is so sad.
I hear you, Lori.
So, I think Delaware Bay should be renamed Sleepy Joe Bay. It is the drain of New Jersey and Philadelphia and eastern Pennsylvania, and Joe Biden should have a drain named after him.
Well put. You know, that might be a side question someday. What should be named after Sleepy Joe? Yeah, that's still an operation.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. Lori, how about a Kirk or Kurt? Do you have one?
Yeah, I don't have any good Kurts. I'm really sorry.
That's okay, Lori. Always good to hear from you. Thank you very much. Let's go to Brian in Fairmount, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Brian, thanks for the wait.
How you doing, Tom?
Good.
There's a reason why police and firemen can't strike. 911 is connected to that fundamentally, and if the news is right that they're able to strike under District Council 33, just doesn't make sense. It seems like that city solicitor who approved that contract under that thing where they allowed them to strike should be fired, and at the very least, when they renegotiate it, that should be edited to where they are not ever allowed to strike. I think we're down more than 1,000 police officers. Up in Fairmount, where I am, it's very hard to get a police officer to respond. And without 911, now you can't even get to the police officer. So I just don't get how that could even happen.
Here's what I'm reacting to. A, they are a member. You know that. So they're a member of the union, the 911 operators. And stories in the Inquirer and others say they wonder if there will be a slower response time on this. And I don't know why there would be. Other than God knows, they could not slow walk 911, right? That's what you're saying, and I agree.
So, is your understanding that they are not allowed to strike?
They're members of the I'm reading right from it that they represent the 911 operators.
So, if the union goes out on strike, do they go out on strike?
You know what? I'll have to say that I'm going to have to get somebody to answer that definitively. But, Brian, if they're a member of the D.C. local, they're union members, I'm not sure how that goes. And as I said, they said, well, they're afraid of slowness of response.
Yeah. Well, they'd be crossing the picket line if they did not go out on strike.
Right. Exactly. So
I think, Tom, at the very least, like Ronald Reagan with the air traffic controllers, these people are essential. And if they did strike, I believe that's a cause for termination.
I would agree. To your point, and I'm going to follow up on it. If there's any slowdown or any sense of it, of that, then you're right. That's very similar to the air traffic controllers.
My last point, Tom, District Council 33 is currently advertising how great they are in commercials during the breaks, which I find really funny that they would do this propaganda campaign right before the 4th of July saying how they're great to the citizens of Philadelphia. But here we have our biggest holiday and they're doing this, holding us ransom. So I think it's completely ridiculous, the commercial they're running.
Well, I hear you. And look, Brian, they're showing up. And this guy, you have to see the tape of NBC 10 had it. The sanitation head there is great. He's just trying to bring the trash in. They're telling him, no, you're not going to do that. And they show up with their own locks and lock the facility. The mayor, her legacy is cleanliness, says nothing about it.
Yeah, it's a fiasco.
Thank you, Brian. We'll check on that and we'll be clear. Not that I know that they're striking, but I'm telling you that there's a fear of this, and they are beyond essential 911 operators. All right, phone lines. Netanyahu and Trump to meet at the White House on Monday seeking ceasefire. All right, it's a lightning round. It's a good one. We got a lot of good ones left. Hit us with that all-time Kirk, Curtis, or Kirk. And boy, the Mike Testa thing with the oysters, we got to get him over to Mulligan's in August. I will sample a few oysters. Henry is dismissing this. I just hear bad oyster stories. It just
I've never heard these stories. I guess that's why I'm so chipper.
Yeah, Google that and you'll say, I think there is like, that oyster doesn't look so.
I'm not the biggest fan of seafood generally, so I understand what you're saying.
I love seafood. Kirk, is there, am I right? Is there an oyster thing there might be a little?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of there's a lot of things about oysters that, you know, the brine and the smell and I'm not big on seafood.
Boy, and Mike Testa was going down Broadway on the oyster. You know what? We'll have an oyster eating contest. We'll be throwing back oysters there.
Give me a little lemon, a little cocktail.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Johnny has the oysters ready to go. All right, 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, I'm told, Dom Giordano's show, Brian in Fairmount and others, that the 911 operators walked out and the cops filling in on consoles. So the police would fill in on this situation. I don't think that should be allowed. I think that is pretty essential, but they are members of that union. So how long can you continue to do that? Does that drain police sources when you don't have the full complement of 911 operators? We have the DC 33 locking up the gates where the mayor tells people to drop their trash. We have to, Henry, let's talk after the show. We got to get in on this whole thing because even though it's Philadelphia, it's a broader issue. All right, lightning round. Hit us with that name. Joe in Bordentown. Joe, what's yours?
First, before it was Delaware Bay, I think it should be renamed the Latin term for New Jersey, which is Novus Zerium.
Oh, boy, this is like a Joe of Exon excursion here. All right.
Yes, it is. And I have a linguistic answer to the side question.
Okay.
In Scotland, churches are referred to as kirks. Ah. So I'm going with Senator Frank Church of Idaho, who did a lot of investigations during the Vietnam War and with the CIA and the NSA.
Yeah, all right, trying to kill Castro with a cigar. That poison cigar, yeah.
Okay.
It was Frank Church who was on that. Never got Castro. I don't know how. All right, that's pretty good, outside the box. The Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Now, I'm told there's no trash over in Tacony. Don't be worried. Hey, Earl, how's the trash situation in Tacony?
Actually, I looked on was it Mike Fusilli's Twitter, and there are actually two dump sites in Tacony, Wissanoming.
Oh, so, well, they know. They know that Tacony is packed with trash. Yes.
So there is that. And today, I take Bernie Mac's place on Mr. 3000.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
We took that call? All right, a 3,000
hit call guy. Call 3,000.
Yeah, but what is his OPS? Yeah. What's his war? I saw a guy last night, Earl, at the game. I watched the war thing, wins over replacement. He was like a minus 27.
Ooh.
I mean, how could that be possible? who's replacing him, Babe Ruth?
Well, being this many calls, I have learned the system. The way it works is every time you call the studio, it registers with the phone. If it calls into the busy signal, it counts as a call.
Okay.
And if you're on hold, normally when you're on hold with someone, it rings a couple times and then it hangs up. The call system has a recycling system. If you call the station and you're on hold enough times, you start hearing some clicking, and it sounds like, oh, they're picking up the phone. No, it resets.
Okay.
So if you're on hold for a couple minutes, you know, and they take your call, that actually may register as like 2, 3, or 4 calls, even though you only called one time. It's the way that the phone system goes and registers every single contact.
So
every
juicing.
Time you contact,
yes.
Every time you contact the system, that counts as a call.
It's a steroid.
So I haven't been on the
steroid thing. We're
going to corking the bat.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to find out. It's like
Sammy Sosa
when the little balls came out of the bat. I don't know. So Earl, I wonder who's in second place. Anybody know? We'll find out. We'll track that. Earl, give me your side here. Who's your person?
My side is going to be Mr. Kurt Russell, which seems kind of appropriate because they're going to redo Escape from New York. It's not going to be a movie. It's actually going to be a reality.
Gotcha. Yeah, exactly. Drew in Upper Darby. Want to get as many as we can. Drew, who's yours?
Hey, Dom, thank you. In honor of the outstanding job that the United States Air Force did with their mission in Iran, this is outside the box. I'm just going to go with Kirtland Air Force Base in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Gotcha. Squeeze one more. I don't know if we've ever spoken with Hansen in Green Lane. Hansen, who's yours?
It's Hansen, Dom. It's a jazz musician who is most known for playing three saxophones simultaneously, and if it wasn't for him, there'd be no Jethro Tull. His name is Rahsaan Roland Kirk.
All right, gotcha. Roland is a nice name. All right, Kirk, you took all these Kirks. What do you say today?
All right, well, first, thank you for the honor for this high question.
Oh, that's awesome. You've done a great job, Peter.
That's awesome.
Just get that trash place on tomorrow, or I'm going over there. Okay. I'm telling you.
Fair enough. Okay, so so I have a tie.
Okay.
I'm going with Earl because he's allegedly the 3,000th caller.
Right.
I'm going to go with Earl.
Allegedly.
And I'm going to go with Joe from Bordentown, Senator Frank Church. I'm going to go with him.
All right. So. Outside the box. Henry, who's yours?
Joe from Bordentown with Senator Frank Church. I like that last one by Hansen of Roland Kirk. Didn't even understand what he was doing, but that's okay. And then Robert and Ben Salem with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yep. All right, let's go with the church thing. That was pretty clever today. We'll put that into the bin, and we'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow we have Jack Cettarelli at 12:30, among other things. It's going to be a big, beautiful day tomorrow. The vote in the House, we will take you inside that. All right, Richie Always Poised next for 4 big hours to take you home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.